Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. Thanks for being part of my day. And we're very excited about having our friend Christoph Ujiro back on the show. Christoph has become a great member of our Brain Trust in the last few years. He's VP of, and an analyst at Gartner, the Gartner Group, a great research organization, the author of The Real Business of Blockchain. I have my copy. It's dog-eared and yellow stickers sticking out over all over the place. How leaders can create value in the new digital age, and he's joining us from Macau, which is over there in the China area. Christoph Ujiro, welcome back.
Oh, thank you very much. Nice to be welcome back. Actually,
It's good to have you back. So you are French. But you work in Hong Kong. Today you're in Macau, which is a small place there, near all of that, and near in part of China, associated with China. So, what I'd like for you to do, we're going to talk about digital currency in a minute, but before that, I want you to give us a little report on what you're seeing over there. Hong Kong, which was big in the news earlier in the year, has kind of quieted down. It seems like maybe China has won their oppression of Hong Kong, their acceleration of their control of China, of Hong Kong, ahead of the agreement. It looks like maybe they've won over there. What do you think?
Well, I think I'm going to comment from more an economic perspective, which I have probably right. More technology and economic perspective. We have more legitimacy. But I think we're all aware there's some tensions that are still underlying. That said, there are different layers of trade groups being defined at the moment, which I think are important to introduce to the audience. We have the world debate on the globalization, the impact on trade. We also have the impact on regional trade, and also from a Chinese perspective, is trying to create, a stronger integration of some of their economic areas, so to speak. So, for example, right now, one of the important projects in the region is called the Greater Bay Area. And the idea is to improve the alignment between the South China, area like Shenzhen, Guangdong, and Guangzhou, and so on, with special administrative regions, like Macau and Hong Kong, which has a different legal framework. Mm. And as you mentioned, there's been some tension around the legal framework. So I think there needs to be some consensus to this level, because the different parts of that region are very good at different things.
So one of the things we know is Hong Kong's business practices and the business that has been done in Hong Kong has been very attractive to global companies with the new pressures that have been put on Hong Kong by the Chinese country, by the leadership of China. How is that changing the attitude of global businesses about doing business in Hong Kong?
I think what we've seen, there is some debates in terms of there clearly some risk appraisal going on. I mean, especially comparing and looking at, should we go to Hong Kong? Should we stay in Hong Kong? Should we actually look into Singapore and try to balance and kind of manage the risk portfolio differently? So clearly there's that appraisal going on, but from Hong Kong as a whole, has a lot to offer from the perspective of it's still interesting legal framework. It's very strong talent pool, especially in terms of commerce and financial services. But you're right. I mean, there is this need to go through that risk management, and that's something companies are looking in. And everyone right now is also quite tense about the health crisis, so we have this extra layer of complications that we have to deal with. So it's not an easy situation, but
like,
I think...
It seems like that companies... are increasingly going to have to think of Hong Kong the way they've thought of dealing with mainland China. Am I right about that? Because it's of the way things are going. What do you think? Last thoughts.
It's a difficult one to say right now. I mean, one of the big tests clearly is going to be the IPO of Ant Financial. From what we've seen, is a very strong interest globally. So. It's difficult to say. Financial services company still have a strong interest in Hong Kong, but I think you're right about very some.
Hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about cryptocurrency, also known as digital currency. What's the future? What should the future be? 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.